to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Justin Tesler, the director of gaming operations at the Hartman Group, talking about how his company assists smaller gaming facilities in evaluating and improving their operations. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the nation's leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos and sports betting apps. The Hartman Group was founded by Jeff Hartman, a former high-level executive at Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, as well as several other properties. After leaving Mohegan Sun, Hartman dedicated himself to helping smaller gaming operations, largely tribal, apply progressive business principles to improve and expand their product. Justin Tesler met Hartman when he worked at Foxwoods and is now the director of gaming operations for THG. He explains how the company works with smaller casinos, what expertise they bring to the table, and how the phrase, "that's the way we've always done it," is one of the most damaging to any business. He spoke with me at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City during the East Coast Gaming Congress in June. Justin Tesler, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast today. Here we are at the East Coast Gaming Congress, and a lot of things are changing in New Jersey. And, your group has some roots here, whether Jeff Hartman was running Revel when it had a little bit of a difficult financial nut to crack, and he did a great job while he was here. Obviously, it was a tough thing to run, but it's nice to have you here and to represent Jeff and your company.
Thanks, Roger, for having me on the podcast. I appreciate it. All of us are actually rooted in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm born and raised right. in Camden, moved to Connecticut.
I used to work with your father, so.
Then all of us went to Northeast for Foxwoods, and then some of us stayed at Foxwoods, went to Mohegan.
Right.
And now we're all together.
Right. So tell me about about the Hartman Group and what you guys do.
So the Hartman Group is we refer to ourselves as nimble. Mm-hmm. Currently, today, we're in four different states.
Okay.
We work on everything from a full operational assessment, referred to as the 360 operations assessment. We look at their, marketing, human resources, mm-hmm. gaming operation, non-gaming amenities, highest and best use of the property. All the way down to getting in the weeds,
right.
helping them produce new reports, generate their full-time equivalency, mm-hmm. and they're all the way through their financing and covenants.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the individual aspects of that. Certainly, the casino operation is the most important. What do you kind of drill down to when you look at that area of the resort?
So as we drill into the casino, we look for time on device. We do a full analysis of all their assets. Mm-hmm. So every table game's performance, every slot asset's performance, all of their, whether they're Keno, Bingo, now sports betting, whatever they have,
right.
we drill down to the individual asset level.
Mm-hmm.
We have different analytical tools that we've created because mm-hmm. our process is data-driven analysis.
Right. Okay.
It's not our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We're operators.
Right.
We've all operated at different levels mm-hmm. of small, mid, and large organizations,
right.
and that's what we bring to our clients.
Okay. And so do you look at the individual player base as well, who gets what, what kind of rewards do they get, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We go into tier status. We go into the battleground, to the fight bands, to the demographics. We use segmentation and tapestry tools.
Mm-hmm.
When we come onto a property, a lot of times consultants and advisors, they're there for a short time. They do the top-down look, and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Our approach is to truly support the client. Our slogan
right.
is helping great people do great things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's all about, is
right.
getting in at the bottom level, into the weeds, as we say,
mm-hmm.
looking for the details, supporting the client all the way through. Whether we have clients on both coasts, so
mm-hmm.
we're either flying or on the phone at weird hours and, to make that happen.
Right, right. So I'm assuming you really do standalone or small casino companies when you do these evaluations?
We've worked with all three sizes. Mm-hmm. We've worked with the small companies. Mm-hmm. We've worked with mid-cap, and we've worked with corporate level.
Okay.
Billion-dollar projects.
Sure. But in terms of when you look at tribal casinos, I guess there's a lot of need in Indian country for that kind of advice. Is that a big part of your clientele?
It is, actually. We consider ourselves the leader in Native American advisory, mm-hmm. Native American casino resort advising.
Right.
We want to be their corporate office that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are solo asset
organizations,
yep. And they don't have that backing like an MGM or a Caesars has.
Right, right. So they can call you and get your advice at any point when they run into a situation that they're not comfortable with.
When we begin an engagement, they're long-term in nature, mm-hmm. 1 to 2 year. We do have some different programs that are one-off that are short-term,
right.
But the general engagement is long-term.
Mm-hmm.
And when we engage with a client, we are there for the client.
Yeah.
They call us anytime, whether it's to read a memo before it gets issued,
sure, right.
Or it's a broad, status
right.
upgrade policy that is going to affect their entire database campaign.
Sure, right, okay. So I imagine you also look into the human resources aspect of a casino operation to see if they're properly staffed or if they need to hire people or actually fire people, I would imagine, at some point.
We go through the entire human resources gamut. Our president, Mike Bean, is a big proponent of the employee-centric
mm-hmm.
Model. So he gets into the philosophy,
right.
Into their vision and mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do go into the details of their full-time equivalency and their compendiums and their
right.
all of their hiring documents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there, you go through the employee handbook and things of that nature, I would imagine, as well.
If we're engaged to do that,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, a lot of the trends these days with the competition coming on is you've got to bring on some really non-gaming amenities just because there's so much gaming all over the country that there's probably somebody almost next door to you that's competing with you on the gaming side. So what do you do when you look at the non-gaming amenities of a resort?
Our approach is to find the highest and best use of the resort's amenities,
mm-hmm.
whether they're existing,
right.
maybe they need to be relocated.
Right.
Maybe their menus need to be engineered or what have you. And if mm-hmm. they don't currently exist, then we'll propose
right.
The integrated experience-based resort amenities mm-hmm. through our sister company, Experiential Development Partners.
Right. Okay. So, we've done studies with our architects and people that we have contact with, and we always find out that the best return on investment is always a parking garage. is that something that you guys find as well?
Well, parking is a key amenity, and depending mm-hmm. on the area that you're in,
right.
some places.
Certainly, the more northern the climate, I guess.
The more northern the climate, or the more congested the area,
mm-hmm. right.
Parking becomes a premium.
Right.
But recently we've seen some of the bigger properties no longer charge for parking
right.
as they
mm-hmm.
have been,
right.
In the past.
Right. Well, we know, in Vegas, they've just started charging for parking and not going over well with their local clientele. Do you evaluate that kind of, when somebody wants to institute a policy, how it's going to affect your existing clients?
We do. A lot of times we'll bring in a third party to do customer surveys, impact
yeah, right.
surveys.
Mm-hmm.
The third party will provide, their own reporting to the client, but we'll take that data and we'll further match it to the demographics and their database marketing, as
mm-hmm.
I had previously mentioned, so that we can actually show them the financial impact on an individual patron basis.
Right, right, okay. So do you also help a casino ramp up their marketing program by suggesting promotions and bonusing and things like that?
We do. We get into the entire theoretical value of a player.
Mm-hmm.
So we help them craft their, their vision.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the client already has their vision.
Right.
Whether they're going after a top demographic or a regional
right.
Drive-in market,
mm-hmm.
They give us their target, and then
right.
we help them craft their entire program around the theoretical worth of those
okay.
players.
Okay. Where have you been working? You mentioned both coasts, but you have any strong in any specific region?
We have you know, the specific clients are in the Pacific Northwest, uh-huh. and we have some clients on the East Coast.
Okay. So when you get a client, I imagine you have to do some research to start with, you know, what the market is like, you know, what their market share is, all those kind of things. Do you do that even before you meet with the client?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do a complete competitive, you know, landscape mm-hmm. of the entire region, not just the singular client that we're looking at, but everything that we can gather about the client.
Right.
You know, and that sometimes involves taking flights out there that are, you know, unannounced, that are before the engagement, just to really understand
right.
what's happening.
Well, I understand that one of your clients in the Pacific Northwest was faced with the opening of a new casino, and after you guys came in, the impact of that new casino wasn't nearly as much as they thought. Was that something that you helped them understand, how to kind of minimize the impact of a new casino?
We were originally engaged because there was a market study done showing a significant impact, mm-hmm. as you suggested.
Right.
So they sought third-party assistance. We came involved, and during our investigation, our understanding of the client and opportunities that we saw, we presented a case that was far less damaging than mm-hmm. What was previously put to them, and that's come true.
Okay.
The damage has been dramatically less.
Right, and you made suggestions of how they should respond to increased competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the areas that, you know, are most affected.
Right.
And how we can either move away from those areas or recapture those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
the bigger thing is always to find new markets.
Right, sure, of course, right.
So that was a big opportunity that we
okay.
presented for them.
So not only are you asking, you helping them protect their current market, I mean, they obviously know everybody's going to go try the new place.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about that, but just to keep them as your loyal customer after they've gone and tried the new place. So I guess those are some of the things you tried to get them to understand?
Yes. You know, like you said, it's the shiny new toy.
Right.
Everybody's going to go.
Sure.
And in this particular situation, it's a large... It's a large competitor.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going up against an underdog.
Right.
So one of the things that we try to help them understand is things that we can fix. You know, if patrons don't return to our property,
mm-hmm.
why?
Right.
And if the why is because they have more machines or more tables,
right.
we can't fix that.
Right.
But if it's because of steps of service or a
mm-hmm.
quality
right.
issue or the reinvestment,
right.
we can address those.
Okay. And that's such an important thing, the customer service. I mean, even if you don't maybe necessarily reach the level of your competitor, if you provide good service, if you make that recognition of the customer, you know, paramount, you can probably keep them. Is that things that you suggest they do that?
Absolutely. So we always suggest that, you know, every casino offers slot machines, table games, roulette.
Right.
You find it the same. The difference is in the service and
mm-hmm.
the experience once they're on property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we go through their entire property.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, every aspect,
right.
all the way down to menu engineering.
Yeah, yeah.
The color scheme.
Right. And even, as I said, the customer service, those frontline employees are so important. The guy who valet parks your car, the person who checks you into your hotel. I mean, those are crucial people to really get that experience going. Do you train these people at the same time?
We don't provide the training for the
mm-hmm.
customer service, but we will assist in their overall development of a program and a mission.
Right, okay. And as you said, you know, most of these people have an idea of where they want to go with their
right.
property. So you just try to enhance their vision. Or is it something, do you sometimes come to a property and you see that they don't have a grasp on reality? I mean, do you have to sometimes let them know, you know, this is, you know, guys, this isn't going to work?
One of the things that we do our best to approach is the industry standards.
Mm-hmm.
So if we come into a property that has misalignments,
right.
Whether they be the physical property
mm-hmm.
or the what's online doesn't match what's happening in reality,
right.
first we make the misalignment known.
Right.
Once it's known, then we do our part to inform the client of, you know, these are the best practices, these are the industry standards that
right.
we've come to use in our own operations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the steps get developed from there,
right.
you know, whether they have to retrain
sure.
or hire new
right.
or create a new program. But it all comes from identifying the misalignments first.
Okay. So has there been situations where let's say, a tribe wants you to come in and manage a property for them?
We have the ability to manage a property.
Okay. So you could do that, you know, for a small privately owned casino as well. And if somebody, you know, doesn't like the management they have, they can bring you guys in and at least manage it temporarily.
We could be engaged to both advise or manage, operate. It really comes down to the individual needs of the client.
Right.
Specifically, like at the department level, we get asked things like that often.
Right.
Because, you know, if it's a legacy management setup where the same people have been in charge for a long time, perhaps there is a direction from the client to change the legacy. So we have been asked to come in and provide a greater detailed assistance. We do have one client where after changes were made, we took over, still in the advisory role, not making the decisions or the critical items, but we were involved in just about every decision from the advisory standpoint.
Okay, great. So let's go back to non-gaming for a second. Do you evaluate the market they're in before you suggest non-gaming? Obviously, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, maybe you want an enclosed pool rather than a pool that's outside. Or how does that work?
Well, again, the industry standards come into the common sense part of the non-gaming, like you mentioned with the indoor pool. I would argue that every area should have the indoor pool,
sure,
for instance.
Right, yeah.
We evaluate using, like I said, this tapestry segmentation that provides a great in-depth background to the local market. Once we have that, then we do our reconnaissance on the area. We look at customer impact surveys and things like that for what the consumers in the area actually want.
Sure.
And then using data-driven decisions and you know, gravity modeling and stuff to come up with spend rates and you know, average trip and things like that.
Right.
Well, that'll put together the package. You know, you can't build for a region that can't spend.
I understand. So what's next for the Harmon Group then? What's on the horizon? What would you like to see happen in the next couple of years?
Well, we'd like to continue expanding our, you know, our engagements across the country. We are in the key markets, but like you said, these smaller markets that are often left behind. We're here to support them. As I said, we're here to help great people do great things. You know, we're not coming in as a takeover. One of our missions is the development and training, specifically in the tribal region, with, you know, we believe that tribal owners should be operating their buildings. And, you know, Mike Bean and Jeff Hartman both have a history of developing tribal members to successful positions. We'd like to continue doing that. Specifically in the short term, you know, we have a few trade shows that we're going to start to get our name out there more. We have a gaming assessment that really gets into the weeds, kind of like a boot camp for table games. And we'll be doing more of those type of offerings on department-specific level to truly help the operator you know, at the detailed level. The broader, you know, outlook over the next few years could change dramatically as new laws emerge and new opportunities in the United States.
No question. Well, Justin, thanks for joining us. It's an exciting company you're working for. You know, Jeff is a real dynamic leader. I met Mike a few months ago in Mississippi, and he seems to be really capable as well. So I think you're building a great team there, and hopefully we can continue to stay in touch and talk about, you know, the success of your company.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it. And it is a truly great team to work on. You know, we call ourselves nimble because you know, we're always on the fly and we're always looking for, you know, these great opportunities.
Great. Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GTV Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit ggbnews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.